Hillsdale will go left to right.
Columbia won the toss.
And Columbia has elected to defer on the kickoff.
Ethan Emerson
getting set to kick it away. And we are underway. Whistle is away, and here is the kick. And it's a little squib kick. Still makes it back to the return team. They'll take it from the 20-yard line up to the 30, across the 35. And a big-time hit brought down
Mike Schaffner
on the carry. Excuse me, Blake Schaffner on the carry.
With the tackle for the Golden Eagles. It'll be first and 10 for the Golden Eagle, or for the Hornets.
I believe you just said that was number 81, Ethan Osgood. Big-time tackle right there.
That was a big hit.
Very big hit.
So they will take
one. Ethan Osgood
will take over from about their 30-yard line under senior quarterback leadership of Logan Wagler. He will be under center tonight for the Hornets. We'll get a first look at their offense. They will go into that three tailback formation, sort of that wishbone formation, if you will, for the Hornets. Eagles stack the line. The give is again to the the quarterback kept it. He had me fooled indeed. Wagler.
Number 11.
With the carry. Wagler. He'll pick up about
carry,
four on the
Ethan
play.
Emerson on the stop.
We see number two, Ethan Emerson, on there. He tracked that ball all the way down that side where quarterback was going. Good stop for him.
Our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. 11 minutes and 30 seconds to go. No score here as we are just underway, if you're just joining us. And, of course, our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard already hot and heavy with the action. We're getting scores already. Halftime, Homer leads Concord 42-14. And at last check, it was fourth quarter, Penfield 14, Lumen Christi 6. We'll keep you posted on that one as well. Second down in about eight. The give is to the tailback. He'll carry it up the middle for about a gain of two. That might be a little bit of a generous
Rockford
spot there.
With the carry, number one.
That is Blake Schaffner with the carry.
He'll bring up third and four.
Look like number 72, Austin Benfant, the 6'185" senior. Those are some NCAA Division III and II numbers right there, Jason.
That's a big boy indeed. Logan Wagler gets the play from head coach Mark Lemerand for Hillsdale. 10 minutes and 30 seconds to go here. It'll be third down and four after the gain of four. Wagler right under center, still three tailbacks in the formation. He will hand it off to Schaffner, who will go up the middle close to the first down marker.
Blake Schaffner with the carry. It's going to be
that will be a
first down.
I'm going to call that that's called a flock of Eagles on that defensive stop.
Yeah, that'll work for me. 10 minutes, 10 seconds to go in our first quarter. Hillsdale, slow-moving pace on offense with that wishbone formation for him.
With the run in the wishbone, Jason Twig, look what left Natalie, please. They're Columbia Central's rolling six up front, four linebackers and a single safety, not even deep.
Focus heavily on that run, and that is exactly what they will do. The carry is up the middle, and that will be Brock Woodard with the carry, the senior tailback.
Good stop there by the Columbia Central defensive front. Once again, not able to make out the number or who was leading that tackle, but we're going to say nice flock of Eagles on that defensive front.
Gain of four on the play after the stop by the Eagles front. They're really, normally you would see six, maybe seven in the box. Joe, they've got 10 in the box. They've really focused on that run game of Hillsdale's.
Paying off for them so far, Jason.
So far, so good. Second down and six. We approach the 50-yard line, and a little miscommunication there, but the carry is to Brock Woodard. He's up the middle, still on his feet.
Fumble!
And
Brock
it looks Woodard like Hillsdale might have recovered this one, but we'll see what happens when the pile separates. Columbia is signaling they have it.
From our angle, Jason, it definitely looked like a Hillsdale recovered that.
We'll see who comes up with the football. No indication. Looks like Hillsdale's going to retain possession. First and 10 now for the Hornets of Hillsdale.
40-yard line for the Hornets.
Besides that run, Jason, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry for cutting you off yet again. Besides that one run right there for, I'd say, about, would you say, 12 or 13 on that, I think that Columbia Central's done a phenomenal job with that defensive front, just limiting yardage. If you can line up in that defense and, you know, limit 2-3 yards a carry, you're winning.
First and 10 from the 39. The give is going to go nowhere. And that was Wagler with the keeper. He's actually going to lose about 4 yards. Make it second down and 14.
Ty Farmer.
You can hear number 52 Ty Farmer's fan section over there. I believe that's some family and friends. Great tackle for him. Snuck through the offensive line to prevent a, what'd you say, that was about a 3 yard loss, 2 yard loss?
Yeah, it looks like it might have been closer to maybe 3 or 4 than 2 or 3. 7 minutes and 50 seconds on the clock as Hillsdale continues to just eat away at this first quarter clock in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. Wagler under center. He'll take the snap. The give is to Schaffner. He's still on his feet. Nice little gain there. He'll pick up right around 8. Make it third down and maybe 3 or 4 to go.
I believe that was number 2, Ethan Emerson, with the big hit up top to make sure that man goes down. Like I said last week and the week before, it looks like these kids are playing a lot of Madden nowadays because they love that big hit.
They do indeed love to hit, and they're tackling the right way, which is a big key nowadays when you look at what the MHSAA has tried to promote, the proper tackling form and concussion prevention and all of that. Third down and 4, 7 minutes to go here for Hillsdale. Columbia back to stacking 10 in the box. Wagler takes the snap, and the give is to Schaffner up the middle. Looks like he might be a little short.
Brought down by number 15.
And indeed he will. Gain of about 2. Make it 4th down and 2 now for Hillsdale.
From my angle, Jason, I'm not sure if you saw the same thing, but it looked like he honestly just tripped and fell forward for a couple of yards. I mean, that was good for him for picking up 2 yards, but yeah, I think he was expecting a lot more than that.
One thing I've noticed, Joe, is there's a handful of Columbia Central's defensive line that are able to break through the offensive line. Smart tackle. 4th down and 2, and a big hit there. The give is up the middle, and it looks like they're going to be short. Columbia says they're short. Brock Woodard on the carry, and he is indeed about a yard short. So make it first and 10, turnover on downs. Columbia Central will take over on offense. So good stop there, Joe.
Very good stop, especially, you know, they did nothing but run plays, and Columbia Central was obviously very smart in knowing that scheme that Hillsdale is so famous for. Besides that one 14-yard run, 14, 15-yard run that he broke out for, really, really good. Really good stops, really good way to limit the way the ball moves.
So Columbia Central will take over with 5 minutes and 33 seconds to go here. First and 10. Ball on right around their own 31-yard line. And they will get their leadership from senior quarterback Ethan Emerson under center tonight. Columbia Central in their blue uniform tops with the white pants. Hillsdale in all white tonight. Emerson under center, 5'10", 180 pounds. Out of the shotgun, one receiver wide out to his left. We'll get the snap, and the give is immediately to the tailback, and he has got a seam still on his feet, and he has got the seam across the 50 to the 40, down to the 30, across the 20-yard line to the 18. Cameron Adams with a, or excuse me, Luke McDormand with a big-time run there.
Number one, Brock Woodard for Hillsdale there. Definitely a tackle that just saved 6 points. That was a straight foot race. It looked like he had nothing but open air. But Brock Woodard managed to catch up with him.
Luke McDormand, the junior, 5'7", 150, with that carry. A big-time run will make it first and 10. They're actually going to spot him out at the 21-yard line. Now 5:32 to go. Still under center is Emerson. He'll take the snap, fakes the give. He's going to keep it himself and rumble ahead for about a yard or two.
Number 2, Ethan Emerson. number 10, James Adams, with the stop.
Looks like number 10 there, James Adams, just managed to get that shoelace tackle. Not strong, but it's effective, Jason.
That's right. If it works, it works. That'll make it second down and 8 for the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central. Looking to take possession, at least in part for the time being, of second place in the Lenawee Athletic Conference. Gets his play, relays it to his team, and breaks the huddle. He'll remain in the shotgun formation. Two receivers now. He'll have one each to his left and his right. Luke McDormand in the backfield right next to him in the shotgun formation. Emerson will take the snap. A little bit of a high snap. He'll just hand it off to McDormand, and he will rumble ahead for a gain of about 5.
Another stop there by James Adams. Once again, back-to-back shoelace tackles. Just got him by the top of the foot. Was enough to bring him down.
Four minutes and 15 seconds to go here. Columbia with possession of the football. And 4 minutes and 15 to go here. They will line up from about their own, let's call it the 16-yard line. Emerson in the gun once again, takes the snap. Perfect snap. He'll hand to McDormand. He'll get the first down. And make it first down and goal for Columbia as they are in the red zone, knocking on the door, Joe.
Knocked on the door indeed. That one tackle by Rock Woodard really set this up for Hillsdale here. I'm going to call that a swarm of Hornets.
I like that.
A swarm of Hornets, a nest, as you would say. Science, I think.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Great job setting them up. They're looking at a first and goal at the 2-yard line, but stranger things have happened.
First and goal, getting set to line up here. Emerson still remains in that shotgun formation. A little bit of a bigger setup on the offensive line. Two receivers to his left. He will fake the give to McDormand under pressure, and he is going to go down in a big-time sack. He'll lose about a yard or two. They'll line up second down and goal from the 11.
Gabriel Rocha in on the stop.
They just called number 54 Gabriel Rocha, but who I saw was number 32 Damian Happ, 11th grader. Tight end linebacker combo. You can definitely see his size was the advantage there, and taking that quarterback down for a loss. Big 10-yard loss.
Big time loss there. Second down and goal from the 12-yard line. We'll see what plays head coach Josh Kubiak comes up with here. Emerson takes the snap. He'll roll briefly to his left, and he's going to get sacked again. Brought down, this time behind the 20-yard line. So make it third down and goal from beyond the red zone, Joe.
They're going to give that big sack to number 44, Brody Young. Tight end linebacker combination. Only a sophomore, which is scary because he broke through that offensive line like he's done this a few times. Now, I mentioned the pregame show, Jason, that Hillsdale's coming off a 50-20 win over Ida, so they put up a 50 piece in the last game. But something I didn't mention is Columbia Central won 26-0 last week too against Dundee, so they're hungry too.
Third down and goal from the 21-yard line. Emerson drops back, still under pressure, rolls quickly to his left. He's got to get rid of it. He's not going to. He's going to get pushed out of bounds with another big-time loss. He will now be back, make it fourth down and goal from the 27-yard line.
Oh, Ryan Price there, not his size isn't a factor. He plays offensive and defensive line, but his speed definitely was the factor right there because quarterback was waiting just a little longer than defense was anticipating to pick up a few more yards, but alas, none were given.
So the paraphernalia is out onto the field, which means we're going to get a field goal attempt here. Looks like Jackson White will make the attempt, and while he gets himself all situated here, we'll go to the Tri-County Water Out-of-Town scoreboard. Pinckney leading Chelsea 7-0 in their action. And it looks like they're gonna ditch the field goal tee here and just go straight on the ground spot. This will be a 45-yarder. Kick is away. Big-time boot. Wow. Great kick, and that one is no good.
Jackson White
wide to the left. So a good kick. It had plenty of distance, Joe. Just didn't quite have the accuracy.
Take over.
You know, Jason, I really can't take any credit away from there, from Hillsdale's swarm of special teams line right there. But White had an excellent cadence. Ball was down. Laces were out. Dan Marino would be you know, at a disservice right now. But had all the distance, like you said. Honestly, from our angle, it looked like he was going through. These are the old school goalposts with two contact points to the ground, unlike one like you see in the NFL today. But looked like they had distance. Unfortunately, didn't go in.
Yeah, that was unfortunate indeed. So that means that Hillsdale will take over on downs. A war of attrition going on right now, but Columbia has swayed the field position battle back into their favor. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. East Lansing leading in their game 7-0. Meanwhile, back here at our game, Wagler will take the snap, and it looks like somebody might have jumped there.
Flag on the play.
A little bit of laundry on the field there. Illegal procedure on the offense.
While we look at that, Jackson High is at home tonight against Adrian. Lumen Christie battling Battle Creek Penfield. We'll get an update on the score there as soon as we know more. Marshall is at Western tonight. Hastings is at Northwest. East Jackson hosts Addison tonight. Michigan Center hosting 3-0 Grass Lake tonight as well. So it's a lot of good battles around the area, and we have been treated to a good one here. Minute 47 to go in our game. No score yet.
There's still a piece of laundry on the field. Let's see if he... Yep, never mind.
There he goes. He got it. Wagler back under center. Three tailbacks behind him. And the give is going to be up the middle here to... Looks like Brock Woodard on that carry. Probably get back to the original line of scrimmage, it looks like.
Flock of Eagles in there to stop him.
Ryan Ladd.
I'm sorry, Ladd is who's led that, number 85, 6'2", 195, and he's only a sophomore, Jason.
That's a big boy. I will take that.
Anyways, good stop for him.
It was a good stop indeed. More Tri-County Water out-of-town scores coming in. Celine leads Temperance Bedford 7-0. Wagler back under center, second down and 10 now after the 5-yard gain. And the give this time looks like it's to Schaffner, and he's going to be brought down.
With the carry.
Oh.
Upended by
Luke Kornack
to Austin Benfant
with the give on that one.
Benfant, it'll bring up
third and about six on that carry after the gain of four. Now 40 seconds to go in the first quarter.
This is only the third possession of the game, and time is ticking down. We're almost done with the first quarter, Jason.
Both of these teams have really driven it home on the ground tonight.
There's one word you used a couple weeks ago, Blissfield versus Western. You said, Penfield, you said methodical.
Very methodical in this one, and this carry is again to Kornack. He will not get the corner, be brought down for a gain of about one, make it fourth down and 5.
Sean Thompson
from the 26-yard line.
Luke McDormand.
Give him the stop there to McDormand.
And that will end our first quarter. So we will take a one-minute break. We'll come back with a big fourth down play for Hillsdale on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 12 minutes on the clock for the second quarter. Punt team out for Hillsdale, and we switch sides and they will punt it away. Pretty good punt. That'll take a Hillsdale bounce right at the 50, jump out of bounds at the 49-yard line. Or rather, excuse me, the 41-yard line.
Number three, John Torres.
So that's where Columbia will take over, Joe.
At the 40-yard line.
Yeah, Jason, they had one, you know, massive play, the very first play of their first drive with that huge run. Haven't been able to do much since.
It has indeed been a war of attrition. The field position battle in the first quarter, I guess, is a positive takeaway for Columbia. They kind of had the lead there with the field position battle. They were knocking on the door at first and goal from the 2. They had a couple of huge sacks pushing them back to the 28-yard line. They missed a field goal, turned it over on downs, and then held strong defensively. Now first and 10 with their second, just their second possession of the game. Emerson from the shotgun formation. He will hard count, get the snap, and hand it off to Luke McDorman, who will go absolutely nowhere.
Luke McDorman with the carry. Ran into by number
14, Stephen Peterson. Stephen Peterson, who's only a freshman, Jason. 14, 15-year-old kid, just led that huge stop.
A big-time stop indeed by Luke on Luke McDorman, who went nowhere on that carry. Make it second down and 10, right at the 40-yard line. Emerson. Shotgun formation, as per usual, for the Eagles. Fakes the give to Emerson. Under pressure again. Rolls to his left. He's got some space to try to run. He's going to get positive yardage and then some. Made a nice little juke move close to the first down marker.
Left end for the Golden Eagles.
Big number 12, Cody Sprunger, was on his tail the whole entire time. He was able to cut that outside edge, pick up a lot of positive yards on that, because that was about to be very deadly. We were looking at about 7-8 yard sack instead. Looks like we have a first and 10. No, not first and 10. What do we have here, Jason?
We have a third down and 2 after the run. Looks like he was pushed out of bounds just shy of the first down marker. So make it third down and 2 on this play. 10 and 51 to go in our second quarter. Emerson in the usual formation for head coach Josh Kubiak. He'll take the snap, roll to his right. Doesn't have anybody open. He's going to fire, and it's broken up.
Almost intercepted there by number 21, Luke Kornack.
Broken up by number 21, Luke Kornack.
He pulled his defensive back duties very well. He had both of his hands on that ball. Too bad he couldn't come down with it. But overall, good PBU by him.
Yeah, that was an excellent play. The pass intended for Tommy Ronders. And yet again, Emerson under pressure. And it's now fourth down and 1. And it looks like Emerson is going to pick up the punt duties here.
I don't know if I do this, Jason. Do you do this?
You know, you're in that odd territory, and it's been a war of attrition. I think you flip the position or the field position battle back in your favor here with a punt. Snap is away. It's a good snap. Punt is away, and it's an excellent punt up into the lights, and a fair catch called for at right around the 24-yard line. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Lenawee Christian leads Camden Frontier 14-0. Meanwhile, in our game, still no score. 10 minutes and 37 seconds to go before halftime. It has been a battle on the ground, Joe.
Battle indeed. We've seen nothing really but runs for positive yards, I should say. I don't think we've seen a single completed pass. No, we have not, Jason is telling me. Not many attempts, but nothing caught so far. The run game is going to be massive tonight. Let's see who breaks away with this one.
Wagler under center. He will take the snap and hand the ball off. And tailback has the corner, stumbles ahead, might be close to that first down marker. He is indeed. And that was Luke Kornack on the carry. And he does have the first down, so just barely across the first down marker. Make it first and 10 now for Hillsdale.
The league is running out of bounds anyways, Jason, but we're going to go ahead and give that, I guess you could say, tackle to number 72, Austin Benfant, the 6 foot, 185 defensive end. Way to chase him out of bounds. Didn't necessarily do much, but maybe spooked a little bit of sense into him to go out of bounds.
10 minutes exactly on our clock, and a little miscommunication on the handoff, but it works in their favor.
Brock Woodward,
as there was some razzle-dazzle there. Brock Woodward carries for a decent-sized gain of about 6, make it second down and 4.
Nice stop there by number 7, Sean Thompson, 5'10", 150 senior. Defensive back role, played strong there, just cut through that offensive line, which we've seen a lot of, Jason. We've seen a lot of offensive lines just kind of cut up at the defensive line on both sides. Hasn't really known what to do with that. I think they're honestly just like, oh, I didn't expect it to be this easy, so what do we do next?
Yeah, the Hillsdale offense has had a fantastic job of getting into that second level so far. Behind Logan Wagler and the three-headed monster attack in the backfield on the run game. And they will yet again have another gain here for positive yardage across the first, almost to the 50-yard line. Luke Kornack on the carry. Kornack, a senior tailback and defensive back, so he's got a pretty decent chunk of yardage so far offensively. Has the pass breakup defensively, as Joe mentioned. We are 8:50 into our second, or 8:50 to go, rather, in our second quarter. Still no score with Hillsdale driving at the moment, approaching the 50-yard line. Trying to flip that field position back in their favor. Wagler takes the snap, and surprise to no one, he hands it off up the middle. Brock Woodward still on his feet across the 30, finally tripped up at the last moment at the 28-yard line.
Big 6-point saving tackle there by number 72, Austin Benfin. He made a decent decent stop with running the quarterback out of bounds just a few plays ago. But after all of his teammates on that secondary failed to take him down, Benfin comes in and says, "I got this, guys." Nice shoelace tackle to save six.
Yeah, saving six indeed, and really save for a handful of big yardage plays. Both of these teams really haven't moved the ball all that significantly, but now we see Hillsdale knocking on the door for the first time, getting close to the red zone. We'll see if Columbia can bend but not break on this drive. Crowd really getting into it now, and we get another handoff up the middle. That is Luke Kornack on the carry. He'll pick up about four on the play, make it second down with 8 minutes to go in the half.
Nice flock of Eagles there on that stop. Just like you said, second and six here. And once again, just like you had mentioned no more than a minute ago, you know, other than two runs, one from each team, that are significant amounts of their positive yardage so far, we haven't really seen much. Both teams winning last week's games respectively by four scores or more, and I thought this was going to be more of a high-scoring game, but it's been nothing but defense.
They have been absolutely methodical moving the ball on both sides here, and this time the give is to Luke Kornack, and he will once again go nowhere. Excuse me, Brock Woodard on the carry. No gain, make it third down and six now with 7 minutes and 10 seconds to go in our half. So, Joe, if Columbia can get a stop here, they'll likely get the ball back with about 5 minutes to go in the half, and neither team has really showed that they can cover a significant amount of ground in 5 minutes.
Yeah, Jason, honestly, if we're just going based off what we've seen so far in about 19 minutes of play here, it's probably going to end in a punt if Columbia Central gets his ball back.
Yeah, this give is tripped up. Tommy Ronders with a big-time stop on Blake Schaffner. That's going to make it fourth down and about eight on the two-yard loss, Joe.
Yeah, great, great defensive stand there by Columbia Central. Just like what happened on that a couple drives ago, that Columbia Central had the ball, had that huge first play that had a touchdown-saving tackle. Touchdown-saving tackle here. Now it's going to be fourth and six. Big time stop on that third down. We'll see what happens here.
So despite the fact that Hillsdale has a dedicated kicker on their roster, they won't use him here. And you can hear the Columbia crowd really getting into it. They're back to throw for the first time. He's got a man open. He got it. Touchdown, Hillsdale. That's Brock Woodard.
Hillsdale.
Brock Woodard on the completion from Logan Wagler. On fourth and six, Joe.
The throw.
Fourth and six, Jason. Not only that, but at the same time,
that scores six.
What can you say? That's their first pass attempt of the night. Was for a touchdown. Excellent throw. Connected with who he needed to connect with. Number seven there, Sean Thompson, 5-time 150 senior in there. Just not fast enough. Was about 2 yards deep, but good touchdown there by Hillsdale.
Yeah, 26-yard pass TD. And the kick is no good.
Extra point.
So the extra point, no good. We'll make it 6-0, and we'll take a quick 1 minute break. Come back with Columbia on offense on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 5:49 to go before our half. Hillsdale just scores and makes it 6-0 after the failed extra point try. The squib kick is away. And Columbia had a seam
Sean
and looked
Thompson.
Like they might get something going there. Sean Thompson on the carry. He will be brought down right around the 40-yard line.
Brought him down.
Brought down by number 10, James Adams, that linebacker who happens to be a junior. That's scary because they have him for one more year. Did everything he needed to do on that kickoff. Now, if we're speaking honestly here, I think there's a little bit of kicking woes here, Jason.
Yeah, there's something about that end of the end zone, the left end, if you're looking at your radio dial. Both the field goal try and the extra point try, no good. One from each team. The field goal attempt by Columbia, no good. The extra point try by Hillsdale, no good. And, yeah, so some kicking woes early on, but Columbia will take over. 5:40 to go here, first and 10. The give is away to McDorman, and he's not going to go far at all. He'll actually lose a yard or so, make it second down and 12. Our out-of-town scoreboard here. Get you checked in at Jackson High for Adrian and Jackson. Jackson leads 22-0, a minute 15 to go in their first.
That's big, Jason. That's very big. Jackson High, as you know, has lost back-to-back huge games. I can't necessarily remember the opponents, but big score right now, 22-0. Good for the Vikings.
We're still hoping to get a Lumen Christi update here as it comes in. We'll get you those scores. 4:55 to go in our game. Columbia on offense, second down and about 12. And again, the give to McDorman, and he's going to go nowhere. He'll actually lose 2 yards on this one, make it third down and 12.
Big number 14, Stefan Peterson. Once again, the freshman in there for that cleanup. I see number 94, Quade Mezarash, who is a defensive lineman junior, which is also scary because he's here for another year after this one. They're playing some good football.
Emerson takes the snap out of the shotgun. He'll roll to his left, immediately has pressure, and we're going to get a flag down, likely holding, and he will run himself out of bounds.
Ethan Emerson with the carry.
And make it third down, holding. So that'll move it back even further. And we'll go to our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. While they reset the football, we have a final. Penfield 28, Lumen 20, final score. So Lumen with their second loss on the year already in this young campaign.
It'll be...
You know, if I were Herb Brogan, Coach Herb Brogan, I would not be worried at all because I've seen personally him have a couple of 6-3, 7-2 teams. And given this is only 5 games in one playoff game instead of 9, but he's still taking a 3-loss team to the state championship and won.
Yeah, he has done that in the past, and you never really can count out a Lumen Christi football team, that is for sure. Fourth down and 7 here as Columbia gets set to punt it away yet again. Second straight possession that they will punt it away, and another good punt by Emerson. This one is up and away down around the 20. It's going to take a Hillsdale bounce. A big Hillsdale bounce, and they will take possession at the 28-yard line. So we will take a quick one-minute break while they change things up. We'll come back with Hillsdale on offense. K105.3's Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Hillsdale on offense. Their second down play is, to no one's surprise, a run play. Brock Woodard on the carry. 3 minutes to go until halftime. Hillsdale holding on to a 6-0 lead. In no hurry to add more points to that, Joe.
No, Jason, I'm going to go ahead and play devil's advocate because for some reason it's my favorite thing to do with you, especially on air.
Yes.
if you're Hillsdale's coach, you've already proven that you have wide receivers. With that big touchdown on that 4th and 6, why are you still running the ball?
Yeah, they're still stacking 10 into the box, and the one safety, the 26-yard touchdown pass, is our only scoring so far. And we'll take the pitch out for Hillsdale, and he fumbles Brock the football, Woodard. But they're going to say he's down by contact. Brock Woodard on the jet sweep there. 2 minutes and 15 seconds down.
For the Hornets.
Fourth down and two for Hillsdale.
I think I just heard that was number 12, Chad Brown, in there on the stop. Given the ball was out after a point of contact was made on the ground to rule him down, still very good job by number 12, Chad Brown.
Punt team out for Hillsdale. That is John Torres, the dedicated punter and kicker for the Hornets. 1:49 to go. Snap is away. Good snap. Good punt. Nice spiraled punt. Emerson takes it, and he will get a gain of about 7, maybe 8 on the play.
Torres's punt.
So not a whole lot of time left on the clock here, Joe, for Columbia to drive. They've not been successful through the air. One incomplete pass, a handful of sacks, tons of pressure for Emerson. He has really struggled to have any kind of time in the pocket for anybody to get open. And he's only got a minute and a half to try to drive. Looks like he's got to go 56 yards.
Onset 14.
Yeah, Jason, right there, we saw number 50, Emmett Woodcox, on that stop off that punt return. But like you said, you know, there was three drives in the first quarter, and there's been three drives in the last 4 minutes. So definitely defense and offense are starting to slow down a little bit.
Tempo picking up just a little bit. Emerson out of the shotgun. He will give right away to McDermott. He's got a seam, and he's across the 50 to the 30, 20. No one's catching him. Touchdown, Eagles.
Touchdown.
So just like that, Joe, we have a tie ball game.
Foot, meat, mouth.
And I do need to do that. And the explosive give to Luke McDormand. He goes 56 yards on the run and make it 6-6 pending the PAT.
Big, big run there. There was nothing stopping. What's that, Luke McDormand? Nothing stopping him. Literally found the perfect spot right up the gut. Didn't have to cut anywhere. Just straight up his offensive lineman's gap that they gave him. And right off the races, no one was catching him.
Yeah, he had a huge seam. Was off to the sidelines on the Hillsdale 40, and nobody was catching him. So a big-time touchdown run. And it looks like they're going to go for two here. Emerson out of the shotgun, takes the snap, quick throw. He's got it, and he's in. Two-point conversion successful. So a great job there by Sean Thompson on the little pick route there, Joe.
A little pick route indeed there, Jason. A little, as you call it, a pick route. But you really can't fault anyone right there for what just happened. We see now 8-6, Columbia Central is leading this team that just hung 50 last week against Ida. But big, big play. This crowd is roaring, just going crazy. Fortunate for us, Jason, we're sitting about 5 yards, not even away from all the cowbells. So if you hear a lot of cowbells, that's why. The energy here is electric. Welcome back, high school football and fans.
It is indeed. 1:25 to go here in our second quarter. Columbia Central now leading 8-6. Tri-County Water out of town scoreboard pouring in. Fowlerville and Mason tied at 7. Celine leading in their game 28-0. And we'll catch you up on all of the scores during the halftime show. And we'll run down the scoring here and get you some of the stats going on. Ethan Emerson will get set to kick away for the Eagles.
How out of town are GOC's out of town scores?
He can get scores from towns that I didn't know were towns and didn't know had schools. Like the most obscure school you can think of, he'll get you a score. A little bit offside there. There's the penalty flag, squib kick, and they will fall on it. So we'll get an illegal procedure penalty as the return team, the kick team.
You have a penalty on the
got a little early start on that one, trying to recover that ball, Joe.
Oh, absolutely, Jason. But can you fault these kids? These kids are between the ages of 14 and 17, 18 years old. They're excited after a 56-yard touchdown. They're leading right now at home in front of, I got to say, at least 600 people here at Columbia Central. This is big.
This is a great crowd, the biggest crowd we've had so far this season by far, and very, very exciting stuff. And so after the 5-yard penalty, that means that Emerson will kick off from the 35 as opposed to the 40. And we'll reset and do it one more time here. Emerson gets the green light from the officials. He is up and away, and the squib kick off again, this time a little bit better, and that's a live football and nearly recovered by Columbia. Fallen on at the last possible moment by Jordan Barnes.
Falls on the ball.
Nico Hilliard, who led the charge on that first one, unsuccessful. That next one, he had his hands on it. I cannot believe. I can't believe this either, Jason. 6'4", 255 pounds.
He didn't move like he was 255.
No,
I will say that.
No, he did not. No, he did not. He had the ball in his hands. I think he just tripped and lost control of it.
Yeah.
But that was a very, very lucky thing for Hillsdeller.
So Logan Wagler will lead his Hornets back to the line of scrimmage. First and 10, 1:22 to go. And there is the give. And still on his feet, nearly.
Brock Woodard with the carry for the Hornets.
Picking up a first down. Brock Woodard on the carry.
On the stop.
Brought down there by a few also Eagles, but led by number 7, Sean Thompson. Excellent job by him. He was tracking that running back the whole entire way. Dragged him for a few yards because he couldn't bring him down. But as soon as his other guys came down, he came a little stronger.
And clock not, there it goes. Wasn't running there for a moment. 1:10 to go here. Wagler back under center, takes the snap, and he's going to roll out and throw. He's got a man open. Now he'll just keep it himself. He'll tuck it and run, and he'll get the first down and a little bit more down
Wagler around the
to right around the 45-yard line. Now 55 seconds to go. Hillsdale
six
trailing 8-6 after a quarter and a half of no scoring at all and barely any movement on the field, Joe. We suddenly have seen 14 points put up between these two teams.
I love football. I love football so much, Jason. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, all the days. I love football so much, and I think so do you. This is going to be, honestly, I think probably a high-scoring game because both these offenses just came alive.
Yeah, they have certainly turned it up. Wagler on the give, and he's going to go nowhere on that play. That is Blake Schaffner on the carry.
Tommy Rogers with the stop.
Will now tick down to 40 seconds. Hurry up offense now for Hillsdale. Third down and about 6 on the play. And the give this time is up the middle. He's got a seam. He's got room, and he'll get across the 30 to the 28-yard line. Brock Woodard on the carry for Hillsdale. Now down 28 seconds. Clock stops to reset for the first down, and Joe, they're threatening yet again.
Threatening yet again. Good stop there, number 2, Ethan Emerson, 5'10", 180, senior. But you got to think, is 28 seconds enough? Because you're sitting on, looks like to be about the 22-yard line, 23-yard line. Is it going to be enough? Is their offense going to stall? Is the defense going to hold true?
First and 10 from the 23 for Hillsdale. The Columbia crowd coming alive. 28 seconds on our clock. The snap is away. The give is another handoff up the middle. He's got a little bit of room, and he's going to pick up about 7 on the play. Now down to 20 seconds. Clock stops as he heads out of bounds.
I'm going to go ahead and call that a flock of Eagles there.
Indeed. So we're going to get a timeout from the Hillsdale sidelines. We'll take a timeout ourselves. 1 minute break. Come back with the conclusion of our half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Third down and about 2 after a gain by the Hillsdale offense from Luke Kornack. And we're down to our final 15 seconds. Hillsdale taking another timeout. We'll keep it here for the final 15 seconds. Want to remind you that Football Frenzy this year brought to you by CP Financial Credit Union. Head over to k1053.com/schoolspirit. Register to win yourself $1,053 courtesy of CP Financial Credit Union. Also want to say a big thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our first quarter sponsor. Our pregame brought to you by Grimes Plumbing, and of course our player of the game, which is wide open right now, Slinker's Sandwich Shop, will bring you our player of the game. Timeout is officially in the books. Everybody heading back to their positions. Hillsdale has their play designed. And we'll get quarterback Logan Wagler, the senior, under center one more time. Snap is away. It is a handoff up the middle to Woodward. He's got some room. Got a seam. Got the corner. Touchdown. A last-second touchdown, for Hillsdale with 9 seconds remaining. We'll make this game 8-12 pending the PAT. So, Joe, we've got 9 seconds left. Probably not a lot of time on the clock for Columbia to do anything following this point after. But last time I said that, they took the snap 56 yards and scored. So who knows with this Columbia Central team. And it looks like they're going to head under center and prepare to go for two here with 9 seconds left to play. Leading 12-8. They will roll out, look to throw on. Oh, they got the screen wide open. Two-point try is good. Chad Brown wide open in the flat. He rolled to his right, threw the ball back across the field to the left, and got the two-point try. And we got an illegal man downfield penalty.
Ineligible receiver.
Ineligible receiver against the Hornets. So we'll back this one up and do it again.
You know, going back to that touchdown run there, number 72, Logan Horn, was the lead blocker on that. He created a fantastic hole for his runner to find that gap. Brock Woodard to scamper in the end zone. Just excellent blocking there by number 72, Logan Horn.
Yeah, Chad Brown. They're going to wave this penalty off and call it a touchdown. So after a discussion, a little confab, two-point conversion is good. Make it 14-8. Hillsdale leads with 9 seconds to play in our half. We will take a quick one-minute break and come back with the conclusion of our half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. First and 10 for Columbia. A squib kick eats 3 seconds off the clock. It'll be first and 10 from the 35-yard line of Columbia Central as they trail 14-8 here. So they'll get one final attempt at it. No indication that they're going to down this one and just take a knee as Ethan Emerson, the senior quarterback, makes his way out into the shotgun formation, trips to his right. And we'll see what kind of razzle-dazzle they come up with here. Snap is away. The give is to McDormand, and he's going to go nowhere. He'll pick up two, and that will end it on our half. They're going to get a timeout with 1 second left. Wow, we'll keep it here on the broadcast. They just snuck that timeout in, Joe.
I don't know why you did that. I don't know how you waved off that penalty flag that would have backed up Hillsdale 5 yards, but here we are.
Be allowed to read.
We're sitting at 1 second left here in the second quarter in this half. Columbia Central down 8-14, taking that timeout just to sneak it in. I really, really hope they do the most predictable thing and just throw a Hail Mary.
Well, so far, through the air has been moderately unlucky for the Golden Eagles. One incomplete pass and a handful of sacks. They had an opportunity to score first and goal from the 2, and 2 consecutive sacks made it first and goal from the 28. So they've been unlucky thus far. Just the one pass attempt that ended incomplete. So we'll see what Ethan Emerson and head coach Josh Kubiak have come up with. Back into the formation, trips to his right once again. Off to his left, Luke McDormand. He'll shift over now. Luke McDormand will head to his right, along with the three receivers over there. Shotgun formation. Snap is away. He'll roll out to his right, and he's not going to get time to bomb it up, but he'll do it anyway, and it's short.
Picked off! Number one, Brock Woodard. He's returning. He's at the 50. Still on his feet. Cuts it back. And he's finally thrown down.
Ethan Emerson's pass intercepted by Brock Woodard
at the 30-yard line
with the tackle.
And yeah, that's a Ethan Emerson with the quarterback throws the interception and the tackle, and that will end it for our first half. 14-8, Hillsdale leads Columbia Central here. We will take a... Let's go with a two-minute break. We'll come back, recap the half. We'll also work toward getting you MHSAA this week during our halftime show as well. And we'll be back on after a two-minute break on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you live as we are treated to a tribute to the Beatles at halftime by the Columbia Central High School Marching Band. And Joe, it was a very, very interesting first half. It was sort of like we've got to watch four different teams on the field. The first part of the game, very slow, very methodical, a lot of ground game action, nobody really going anywhere. And then probably midway through the second quarter, life started to pick up a little.
Yeah, honestly, I think both head coaches finally realized that, hey, what we're doing right now isn't necessarily working right now as we had planned and prepared for in practice. But if you're a good coach, which both of these coaches are, excellent in their fields, excellent with their teams, you have a backup plan. You always, always, always have a backup plan, and it showed because now we see instead of 0-0 like it was at the end of the first quarter, we see 14-8.
That we do indeed, and the scoring got kicked off by the Hornets of Hillsdale with a surprise 26-yard touchdown pass from Logan Wagler down to Brock Woodard, and that got the scoring started, 6-0 on the failed PAT. Then Columbia, after they trade punts back and forth for a little while, comes right back with a 56-yard touchdown scamper by their junior tailback, Luke McDorman, to make it 8-6 after a two-point conversion. And then Hillsdale comes right back as the time ticks down in the half. Brock Woodard with a 43-yard touchdown run. And then, with 1 second to go, we get an interception that's nearly taken back to the house. And that's where our scoring is at, Joe, 14-8 right now. Hillsdale leading.
Yeah, and to the listeners at home, as well as my wonderful, beautiful broadcast partner, Jason
Aww.
Smith. Don't make it weird. but as opposed to that, I mean, I apologize for the lackluster call on that, because I was honestly trying to figure out who it was, and it was who else but Woodard. But I see you have the stats, so let's hear some.
Yeah, let's run them down. Brock Woodard, 13 carries for Hillsdale, 113 yards rushing. Blake Schaffner with 31, Luke Kornack with 20. And Logan Wagler, the quarterback, has 3 carries for 7 yards passing. Logan Wagler, 1 for 1, couldn't get more perfect than that, 26 yards. And the touchdown pass to Brock Woodard, so that's 2 TDs for Woodard on the night. And then for Columbia, Joe, it's kind of been a one-man show.
Let's hear it.
Luke McDorman, 8 carries, 116 yards, and the touchdown, as we mentioned. Ethan Emerson, 0 for 2 on the night with that single interception. So those are your stats for the afternoon so far as we run them down. And we'll get you your Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard when we come back from this week in the MHSAA. So we will break for the MHSAA, come back with your Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard, and the start of the second half with Hillsdale leading Columbia Central 14-8 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 14-8, Hillsdale leads Columbia Central here as we get set to start the third quarter of our game. And Joe, let's get to the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. We'll kick things off with Lenawee Christian and Camden. Lenawee Christian leads that one 41-0 in the stages of that one. Kalamazoo leading Battle Creek 35-20. Jackson leading in their game over on KHM, 37-0. Here's an interesting one. 0-1 Michigan Center, ravaged by the COVID-19. I shouldn't say ravaged, but they were shut down for a couple weeks by the COVID-19. They're leading undefeated Grass Lake 14-6 as they approach halftime. Northwest leads in their game 7-0. East Lansing 28-0. Addison leads East Jackson 32-10. Lenawee Christian up 34 to, or excuse me, we already covered that one. Saline leads 28 to nothing. Fowlerville leading Mason, or tied with Mason 7 all. And Penfield, if you missed that one, Penfield defeated Lumen Christie 28 to 10 in an early game. Other games around the area, Marshall is at Western. Riverview Gabriel is on the road against Manchester. Napoleon plays host to Hanover Horton.
For the remainder of the season.
Concord is at Homer. Union City is hosting Bronson. Reading at Springport. Quincy at Jonesville. We have Royal Oak against Leslie. Blissfield is at Hudson. Fowlerville at Mason. Clinton and Dundee. Temperance, Bedford, and Saline. We mentioned that one on the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Portland is at Eaton Rapids. Coldwater playing host to, or excuse me, Battle Creek. Harper Creek is playing host to Coldwater tonight. And Skyline is at Tecumseh. So those are your scores from around the area. Thanks to Tri-County Water for that. We will take a one-minute break and come back with the start of the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you from Columbia Central High School as the Golden Eagles of Columbia trail the Hornets of Hillsdale 14-8 halftime here at our game, Joe. And even though the sun has set, it is a gorgeous night out tonight.
Jason, it's not just gorgeous, it's beautiful. Instead of opening my weather app, I accidentally opened maps, so I apologize.
Oh, good. So we know where we are, we just don't know what the temperature is.
We know exactly where we're at. We're sitting at 70 degrees. You're going to be at 68 around 9 o'clock, 66 around 10 o'clock when we're heading out of here. Nothing but beautiful skies for tomorrow. I think we have to go do something tomorrow, Jason. What do you think we should go, you know, do something outside?
Yeah, shameless self-promotion there, Joe. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard for us. Mason and Fowlerville. Mason leads 28-7. One of the games we are tracking in the Lenawee Conference here is... Clinton and Dundee. We're hoping to get a score update from that here momentarily. As we continue to wind down and get set, players back on the field, getting their final preparations, stretches, warm-ups, getting all of that going. We will take another one-minute break and come back with our kickoff to open the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy here. Second half of our Football Frenzy getting set to go here. Columbia Central trailing Hillsdale 14-8, 12 minutes on the clock. Columbia will receive the opening kickoff to get our half started. The kick is away. It is a squib ground ball to second, picked up at the 30-yard line, and a big-time hit brought down just shy of the 40, where the Columbia offense will take over.
Number 71, Brock Ladd with the stop.
That'll make it first and 10, 11 and 55 to go here on our program.
Let's see if Columbia Central can ride some of that momentum that they had off that 56-yard touchdown run.
See what adjustments head coach Josh Kubiak has made. Ethan Emerson, his last play from scrimmage, an interception that was nearly taken back to the house. So we'll see what happens here. Shotgun formation, as per usual. Give is to McDermott. He's going to go up the middle, and he'll get
McDormand with the carry.
Maybe a yard, 32, depending on
Damian
the spot.
Happ.
I'm going to credit that tackle to number 32, Damian Happ, but honestly, in my opinion,
no gain on the play. Second,
I'd say a swarm, you know, nest of Hornets. Not much can be done there for the runner, but excellent job by Damian Happ and that swarm of Hornets to swallow.
EEW 9625.
Now down under 11 and a half minutes to go here in our third quarter. Still 14-8. Hillsdale leads following a last second touchdown run. Emerson leads his Golden Eagles out. Three receivers set, one to his left, two to his right. Snap is away, and the give is to McDermott again. He's got a hole. He's got the first down and a little bit extra. He'll get across McDermott the 50 to the 49. First and 10 for Columbia.
Russell down there, number 71, Brock Ladd.
It will be first down.
I'm sorry, they're going to give that to number 21, Luke Kornack. These numbers, Jason, on those white jerseys.
They're tough to read.
They are very tough to read. My eyes aren't as good as they were back when I was, five. But good tackle there. Drag him down by number 21, Luke Kornack.
Still hoping to get a out-of-town scoreboard from the other game we're watching in the conference, the three-way tie for second place. Two of those teams are in action right here in front of us. 10:30 to go. Emerson takes the snap. He'll give to McDermott one more time, and he'll pick up
Luke McDormand with the carry
about
again.
Three on the generous spot.
Now Damian Happ.
I don't know if that was number 32, Damian Happ. That looked more like number 12, Cody Sprunger, to me. Just the size of that senior. Pretty sure that was a 1-2. Number 12, good tackle by him.
Second down and about 8 based on the spot. 10 minutes exactly to go here in our third quarter. Big thank you to CP Financial Credit Union. Make sure you head over to K1053.com/schoolspirit. Register to win $1,053.
I'm proud of you for saying financial.
I did it right so far. Now you jinxed me. Emerson out of the shotgun.
Sorry.
He will take the snap. A little bit of a high snap. The give is to McDormand one more time. He's got the first down. And
with the carry.
Maybe a couple extra.
Wrapped up by number 10, James Adams of the Hornets. But it will be another first down.
He's across
down.
The 40-yard line, first and 10 from the 39.
Public adjuster just said wrapped up by number 10, James Adams. I wouldn't say that was necessarily wrapped up. I think his toenails were wrapped up because that was as close to a shoelace as you can get on that tackle. Not necessarily a touchdown-saving tackle, but prevented anything further.
So far, no big changes in the offense for Josh Kubiak, but they are seemingly moving the ball a little bit better on this drive as we wind down to 9 minutes and 15 seconds. The fake is to McDormand. It's a keeper, and he's going to go nowhere. Might even actually lose a yard. Make it second down and 11.
Number 10, James Adams.
James Adams there. This time did wrap him up. Took him down. Old wrestling style, Olympic wrestling style, going for the legs. Excellent takedown there. Now, Jason, I think there's a bit of urgency by Coach Kubiak of Columbia Central. Would you agree?
I think they're moving the ball with a little bit more purpose this time. The offensive line looks like they're getting a little bit better drive, so whatever adjustments that Coach Kubiak made, it might have been on the offensive line with the blocking assignments or gap management, whatever it is that you want to say about the offensive line. It seems to have worked, and they're moving with a little bit more purpose on this drive. Man in motion. He will move from the left side of the formation to the right. It's a keeper for Emerson, and he's got a seam. He's got a little bit of room. He'll get positive yardage across the 40, across the 35, down to about the 34. Make it third down, and we'll say about 7.
It took two guys to bring down Emerson. Took down number one, Brock Woodard, who had that 45-yard touchdown scamper for Hillsdale, and also took number 10, James Adams. Big boy is Emerson. Big boy. Only says 5'10", 180, but from up here, it looks a lot bigger than that.
The official spot is third down and 5 with 7:45 to go. Columbia still trailing 14-8. He'll switch the formation around a little bit. And he will get the snap. Fakes the give. It's another keeper, and he's just eaten alive. And
Keaton Emerson with the.
I didn't hear a whistle, but everybody gave up on the play, so I guess we're going to call it dead. Fourth down and about 6.
Number 12, Cody Sprunger.
I don't agree with the official call there, but given I should probably apply to MHSAA.com.
You know where I was going to point you.
Yep. Once again, I'm not on the field level. I'm up here in the bleachers with my good friend Jason. But I didn't hear a whistle just like you. It looked like there was still some forward momentum going, but they just stopped him dead in his tracks.
Yep. 7 minutes on the dot here. Fourth down, Columbia going for it here. Three receivers set to his left. Bubble screen is complete. No, it's dropped.
Pass incomplete.
Pass is incomplete, intended for Nico Hilliard. And just in and out of his hands.
Number 21, Luke Kornack, was really hoping that was going to be a fumble, even though he dropped it right away. That bubble screen was drawn up perfectly. I don't necessarily think it would have got 5 yards, maybe four and a half, but close enough to judge that that spot of the ball, bring out the chain gang, maybe get the benefit of the doubt and get that extra half yard to get the first down. But, yeah, Kornack was really hoping that was going to be a fumble because he was off to the races. You know, that little scamper of like, ah, man, I really wanted that.
Turnover on downs for the Eagles. Hillsdale will take over, first down and 10. Back to their usual formation. And the give is to Kornack. He'll head around to the right side and pick up about 3 or 4 on that one.
Block of Eagles there on that defensive stop. I think we're seeing a repeat of what we just saw in the first quarter here, Jason.
Yeah, they've got a 14-8 lead. They're in no hurry to move this football. And we'll make it second down and 6 based on the official spot. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Halftime, East Lansing leading 42-0. 6:15 to go in our game here in the third quarter. Hillsdale holding on to that slim 14-8 lead. And the give is up the middle. That is Woodward,
Brock Woodard,
on the carry. He'll pick up another 4, make it third down. Ty's fan club over here is
third and 1 yard.
Very excited
for
that.
The Hornets.
Yeah, the 5'9", 175 linebacker, who's only a sophomore, obviously deserves it. To be a sophomore on varsity to play in a game like this where you're in a, would you say, three-way tie? Three-way tie in this
Lenawee Athletic Conference.
Yeah, that one. Lenawee Athletic Conference. The LAC.
The Cowbells have come out to play, Joe. Third down and 1. And this Columbia crowd trying to get behind their Golden Eagle defense. Wagler under center, 3 tailbacks behind him. And it is a give this time to Schaffner, it looked like.
Luke Kornack around Kornack, the right end. It'll be first down for the Hornets.
And that'll get just enough to get the first down, so they'll move the sticks. First and 10 from the 48-yard line.
Unfortunate, Jason, that the Cowboys weren't as effective this time around.
We need more cowbell.
Got a fever.
That's right.
The only cure is more cowbell.
More cowbell. Can never turn down an opportunity to drop the more cowbell reference, especially out here in Columbia. There are cowbells aplenty.
I am so sorry to everyone listening at home. I'm so sorry.
I love it. It is a Friday Night Lights feel with the cowbells and everything. You just need like an empty gallon milk jug with pennies in it shaking around, and you've got that high school football feel. First and 10, and the give is up the middle, and he's got a seam. That's Woodard. He's got room to run, and he's got touchdown number 3 on the game for the Hornets, and touchdown number 3 for Brock Woodard. A big-time 48-yard touchdown run. That's going to put him over, or almost, to 200 yards rushing on the game and stretch this lead to 20-8 with 4:34 to play here in the third, pending the extra point.
You know, Jason, last time I saw someone run like that was Shante Suddeth for Jackson High a few years ago. He was a part of that three-headed beast that just loved to be fed. Coach Scott Farley has done a phenomenal job over there. But you can't say enough about that. It looked like a little bit of a broken miscommunication play by the defense there that just left the blockers kind of, you know, on cruise control to leave that lane open and got 6.
They'll go for 2 here. The give is a keeper by the quarterback. He's going to throw. He's got a man, and that is good. 2-point conversion is good. Make it 22-8. And with that, we will take a 1-minute break. Hillsdale leads 22-8 over Columbia Central on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
22-8 is our score. Columbia back on offense following the kickoff and return. Sean Jason Thompson Smith, Joe Cassidy here with you. And Hillsdale with another big-time scoring run from Brock Woodard, his third touchdown of the game. He's got 2 rushing and 2 or 1 passing now, Joe, or 1 receiving, I guess I should say. And he has been the focal point of this Hillsdale offense.
Yeah, absolutely. If we were doing player of the games right now, it'd definitely be Brock Woodard. But there's still a lot of game to play. About 16 and a half minutes gameplay, which real time is about an hour and a half. We'll see what happens.
The way this game has gone, very slow, very methodical, but it has picked up since about the midway point of the second quarter. And unfortunately, it's picked up in Hillsdale's favor. Columbia Central will take over from the 38-yard line. Emerson gets the snap, fakes. He'll keep it himself. He'll get the corner. He's got some running room. First down and then some. Finally driven out of bounds on the Hillsdale side of the field. And they're actually going to say he's out of bounds right near the first down marker. We'll see what the officials have to say here. They're going to say he's just short. So make it second down and inches.
First down, it'll be second and under.
4 minutes and 23 seconds to go here. Trailing 22-8.
Almost feels to me, Jason, like Columbia Central has just had the air just knocked out of them. They are feeling a little defeated right now, which you shouldn't because you're still well in this ball game. But what do you do?
I think you mix it up a little bit, which they just did there on the keeper by Emerson. We'll see what they do here on second and inches. Shotgun formation. The give is to McDermott. He's going to get the first down, but won't get much more than that. And I think for Joe, from the Hillsdale defensive side of things, the focus has really turned up onto Luke McDermott, and I think you have to find other opportunities of offense if you're Columbia.
You know, given his couple of passes that he's thrown have been unsuccessful, but Emerson has really got a prove some trust in his coach, making a couple, you know, short passes, making sure his receivers are open, making sure they're able to find the ball, unlike what we saw on that third and six on the little bubble screen where he just dropped the ball completely. I think you got to turn it up a little bit. I think you got to, you know, call some plays you wouldn't normally play, like you said, and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. First and 10 now. Emerson takes the snap, and he will give to McDormand, and he's got the seam. Got the first down, and he's got running room. He's down to the 20. 10-5, touchdown, Columbia.
Touchdown.
Just like that,
Go
Joe.
Eagles.
Luke McDormand proves me wrong. And a
zone.
Big-time touchdown run for Columbia Central. Make it 22-14, 3:32 to go in this one.
Just want to throw it out there, Jason, that when we were looking at the halftime stats, he was already well over 100 yards. I believe he had a 116 or a 123. But he just had two runs in this game alone that are over 100 yards. This young man is something special.
Yeah, he definitely picked up the pace on that one. Give him a 50-plus touchdown run, and we will get a PAT here. Looks like they are going to line up for the try. Ethan Emerson, the multi-purpose athlete here, quarterback and kicker. Luke McDormand to hold. Snap is away. Ball is down. Kick is up. And it is good.
Extra point.
So the extra point is good. We'll make it 22-15. Hillsdale leads with 3:32 to go in the third. We'll take a 1 minute break. Come back with Hillsdale on offense on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Cheerleaders push-ups are in the books. The kickoff for the Eagles is out of bounds. We'll get an illegal procedure and some decent field position for the Hornets of Hillsdale. And, Joe, not exactly what you wanted following a big-time, big, motivating, momentum-shifting touchdown run there.
I'm going to hit you with a little bit of knowledge here, Jason, because sadly I was the one to watch it. What just happened, number 36, Nico Hilliard, who we were talking about earlier, who had that excellent almost onside recovery for Columbia Central. Mind you, this kid is 6'4" and 255. Big boy. Just went off the sideline limping and just went down. He's with trainers and his coaches right now. We're hoping for the best for him because they need him on special teams.
Yeah, it looks like they're taking a look at the knee area, but we won't speculate on that any further. We'll hopefully he can get himself back into this game. Meanwhile, first and 10 for Hillsdale, hanging on to a 22-15 lead, and there's a give up the middle. That is Brock Woodard, who has been kind of the star of the show for the Hornets. He'll pick up a gain of about five, make it second down and five.
It'll be second and six.
Second and six, rather. Three minutes and 10 seconds to go in our third quarter. Columbia still trailing. They had the early lead 8-6, then gave up a significant number of points, and now they find themselves behind 22-15. Make it second down and about 6 on the play. Snap is away, and we've got whistles everywhere. And
second down and 10 now.
What's that?
Second down and 10 now.
Yeah. So they'll push him back 5 on the illegal procedure play. Make it second down and looks like about 11. So this is advantageous for you, Joe. Hillsdale, a rare mistake on offense for them. And if you're the Columbia Central defense here, Joe, you got to think that this is something you can use to keep that momentum going from that last touchdown play.
Oh, absolutely, Jason. As you saw right there with that touchdown, big things. And that's another caster's curse thing, man, because insert foot to mouth, just like you said.
Absolutely.
Another huge run by him. Hopefully their defense can stand tall here.
Cornack on the carry. He's going to go nowhere. He'll be stuffed for no gain. Make it third down and 11 for the Hornets. And a big-time defensive stand so far here, Joe.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent defensive stand there, as I would say, usually beautiful defensive stand there. But, you know, at the end of it, we'll see what happens. Excellent defensive stand there by Columbia Central.
We'll make it third down and 11 with 1:45 to go in our third quarter. This game has been largely played on the ground game. 3 yards in a cloud of dust has been sort of the story in this one. Hillsdale, third down and 12. The give is to Cornett, and he's not going to get very far. Maybe a gain of about 4. Make it fourth down and about 9 or so, maybe 8.
Well, in this kind of game, Jason, where field position is literally everything yard by yard, Columbia Central definitely appreciated that big 5-yard penalty that pushed Hillsdale back when they were in a very prime second and a very short 4.5 scenario, pushing back to 2nd and 10. Now we see a 4th and 7, and hopefully this punt team can do their magic.
Yeah, John Torres back to punt it away for Hillsdale. Snap a little high, almost blocked, but a great punt. Fair catch signaled for and taken by Emerson, and they will take over at the 17-yard line. 1st and 10 for Columbia. 51 seconds to go here in our third quarter. We'll keep it here on the broadcast while they change sides. Stay tuned after the game for Schlenker's Sandwich Shop Player of the Game, the Tri-County Water Out of Town scoreboard update, and much, much more hijinks coming up as Columbia Central tries to tie this game up with a score. They've got a long way to go. 1st and 10 from their 17-yard line, Joe.
You know, Jason, I got to think that Coach Mark Lemoran for Hillsdale is taking a lot of short breaths right now because he just can't find any words. He's speechless. He was up a couple scores, and now he finds himself with a team that he's trying to stop on the knocking on the door of possibly tying this game.
Give is to McDormand. He's got the seam on the cross route, and he's got the first down and a little bit more. They get 1st and 10 across the 30-yard line. And nearly, we'll call it the 34 on the spot. 1st and 10 for Columbia. And, Joe, you can kind of feel the momentum shifting back towards the Eagles.
Oh, absolutely, Jason. You know, that was an awesome, when you hear the words drag down by, you think of something different. But that was a literal drag down by number 21, Luke Cornack. If Cornack's not there, we got McDormand in the end zone to possibly tie this game. They just need to count their blessings on that one.
Very close to a horse collar. 1st and 10, the give is to McDormand. He's got the corner and a little bit extra. Call it 4, maybe 5 on the play. 10 seconds to go in our third quarter. That likely will be the final play of the third. And indeed it will. That's going to end our third quarter. Our score right now, 22-15. Hillsdale leads Columbia Central. We'll take a one-minute break and come back with the fourth quarter and Columbia Central driving on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Start of the fourth quarter. Columbia Central on the move here. Second down and six. And the give on the opening play of the fourth quarter is to McDermott, and he's going to get a good positive gain across the 50. McDermott goes to the 47-yard line. First and 10 for Columbia.
Hillsdale is very lucky that they had number 22, Blake Schaffner, out there, because that wasn't necessarily going to be 6 points right there, but would have been very, very close. Good bring down by him.
Yeah, big time gain there by the Eagles as they continue to drive and continue to feel this momentum shift back in their favor. They were up at 1:08-6, gave up 14 unanswered, and now find themselves trailing 22-15. Emerson in the shotgun takes the snap and fakes the give. He's going to keep it himself, and he's wrapped up very quickly for a 5-yard loss.
James Adams.
Caught up by number 10, James Adams.
Saw
exactly what was going to happen there. They've got a McDormand the last, like, seven plays in a row. They're thinking, let's fake it. And Hillsdale smelled that right away.
That they did. And Emerson had no time to react. The minute that he pulled the ball back on the fake and made his way around to the corner, he was met by the defenders from Hillsdale. 10 and 50 to go here. Second down and 14 following the tackle for loss. Emerson takes the snap out of the shotgun. The give is to McDormand. He's got about six on the play.
McDormand meets Mr. Adams again.
You know, Jason, I don't want to bring pop culture into this, but I'm going to.
It'll be a third down and nine situation for the Golden
Eagles. I apologize for what's about to happen. This reminds me very much of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm sorry, I see the look you're giving me right now. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, when give it to Will Smith. Give it to Will, give it to Will. They're giving it to McDormand. Give it to McDormand, give it to McDormand. If you want any chance of positive yardage, McDormand is your only train runner right now.
Yeah, he has been the focal point of this offense. Third down and nine now for the Eagles. The give is to McDormand, and he's going to get stuffed and probably a one-yard loss. Make it fourth and 10 with 9:49 to go. And Hillsdale kind of had that one scouted out pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, just beautiful up front work there by that huge swarm of a lot bigger individuals than me and are about 10 years younger than me. About 20 years younger than you.
Hey, no.
Let that sink in. Let that ice in the cup melt on you.
Oh, it is, definitely. Now, Joe, Emerson is the punter for Columbia. Maybe a fake? Nope. He's going to get a beautiful punt away, and he's going to signal for a fair catch. That ball is going to roll and just rolls into the end zone.
Emerson's punt.
So that'll be a touchback. We'll take a one-minute break, and we will come back with Hillsdale on offense for the first time in the fourth quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Second down and eight for Hillsdale following a give to who else but Woodward. And now the second down play is a give to Blake Schaffner, who will pick up about nine on the play. Pretty close to a first down, and they're going to say just short, so call it third and inches.
Schaffner did an excellent job there. As soon as he saw the defense coming for him, the secondary for Columbia Central coming for him, he just lowered his shoulder, rolled his head, and just pushed on with that big truck. Got a few more yards out of it.
Yeah, lower that boom, and that good things will happen. It's been kind of the Brock Woodard show, so it's been nice to see Blake Schaffner get a carry, kind of break up the monotony of this game here. And third down and inches now for Hillsdale, leading 22-15 with 7:40 to go in our game. And the give is once again to Schaffner. He'll get a first down.
First down for the Hornets.
Gain of about six.
Schaffner with the carry. 85, Ryan Ladd with the stop. Be out to the 35.
85, Ryan Ladd there, 6'2", 195, sophomore. That's just unreal. I think that kid is that large, and he's 11 years younger than me.
I'm sure Coach Kubiak's not complaining.
Most definitely not. If you are, then I don't know.
I don't know either. First down and 10 for the Hornets of Hillsdale. 7:15 to go and no hurry to make their way to the line. They'll get set to get things moving here. Everybody set. Behind Wagler. And the give is up the middle by Woodard.
Rock Woodard with the carry.
And he'll pick up about 5 on the play.
Go ahead and say a flock of Eagles there on that defense. Looked like it was led by number 85, Ryan Ladd. But overall, excellent job there preventing that stop. We see 2nd and 5 here with 6:35 and counting.
Yeah, clock ticking down on the Eagles. They need a big-time defensive stop here. 2nd down and 5, as Joe alluded to, from the 38-yard line. Logan Wagler, no hurry to get under center. Now he makes his way there. And the give is to Schaffner. He's got the corner, and he'll be short of the first down. Gain of about 4, make it 3rd down and 1.
Carry.
They're down in 2, the official spot, now under 6 minutes to go.
Let's play a real quick devil's advocate because I love playing it. Here, Coach Kubiak, you see that Hillsdale is in no hurry to get this ball off. Under 6 minutes to go, you're down 7, what do you do?
Well, you got to stop. You got to make stops defensively. You absolutely need a stop here. A first down with 5:40 to go kills the clock, and you're looking at another maybe 2 to 3 minutes carted off the clock if they get this first down. Finally under center, snap is away, and the give is up the middle. That is a first down for Luke Kornack.
21.
And the
Kornack with the carry.
Unfortunately, the first down for Hillsdale with
the
now 5:22 to play.
For Hillsdale at the 45-yard line.
5:22. Now the clock begins to run, which it shouldn't be. It should be stopped while they get everything set. Now they'll start the clock. Time ticking down. The Hornets in no hurry at all. Now under 5 minutes to go. Hillsdale leading 22-15. And Joe, it looks like they're just going to grind this one out.
Yeah, absolutely, Jason. They played a really, really, really good ball game. Again, it's only 22 points, but 22 points well earned.
Give is right up the middle to Brock Woodard. Who else? And he will
tackled by Ben Fon.
Pick up about 5 on the play.
6 for Hillsdale.
Maybe 4, depending on the spot.
Good stop there by Ben Font. There is number 72 on my roster sheet, who I've alluded to all night. 6'2", 185. Definitely use his frame to get that tackle right there.
So it's been the Brock Woodard show for Hillsdale, and they make no exception on that first down play. Make it now 2nd down and 6 with 4:10 to go. Need a big-time stop here. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Jackson, the final over Adrian, 37-0. And we got some movement here in our game on the offensive line. Illegal procedure. That'll move things back 5 yards.
Illegal procedure.
So, Joe, this is what Columbia needed last time to get a big-time stop out of their defense. Now they get them pushed back again, stopping the clock as well with 4 minutes to go. This is a prime opportunity for Columbia. If you're Coach Kubiak, make these two quick stops, get the ball back with probably about 2 minutes to go, and you're ready to rock and roll.
I love that word quick that you just used, because in reality it's not going to be that quick at all. You hope it's going to be quick, but like I said earlier and like you agreed with, this is a game all about yardage and positioning. If you're Columbia Central, you have to really capitalize on that 5 yard law or that 5 yard penalty right there.
2nd down and 11, and it's a keeper. They're going to look to throw, and it's caught for a positive gain of about 5, that's Damian Happ on the reception.
Damian Happ with the catch, brought down by Ethan Emerson.
Ethan Emerson there, big time tackle. That quarterback does everything on this field, doesn't he?
That he does. He's playing that sort of center field safety position for him with the other 10 guys in the box. Meanwhile, though, 3rd down and 6. Clock is ticking down now. 3 minutes exactly. And again, Hillsdale in no hurry to get to that line. Coach Kubiak still has all of his timeouts, has not used any of them yet. And here comes this Columbia crowd getting into it on a big time third down and six. Snap is away. Give is to Woodward. He's not going to get the first down. He's going to be short by about 2 yards. Maybe even a little bit more, depending on where the final spot is. Now down to 2 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock. Fourth down and about five.
Columbia Central's first.
Columbia takes their first timeout of the half, Joe. And 2.5 minutes to go. Fourth down. A, do you go for it if you're Hillsdale just to burn more clock? And B, if you're Columbia, can you move? We'd be looking at, if they punt, probably 70 yards in 2.5 minutes.
You know, Jason, it's one of those win-win or lose-lose scenarios, because you're sitting at about midfield, a little behind midfield, fourth and six. Your offense has done an excellent job tonight, given only 22 points, but 22 points well-earned. If you're Columbia Central, you got to trust that your defense, if they decide to go for it, you got to trust your defense saying, we've had big stops, we held them, you know, we shut them out with a first and goal. You just got to trust. That's what these coaches have to do, whether what side of ball you're on, whether you're up, down, it just doesn't matter. You have to have trust.
Fourth down and five, punt team is out, and actually it's Luke Kornack set to punt it away. And Emerson back deep to receive. Luke Kornack, not the usual punter, but he gets a good one off. It's end over end, and it's going to fly out of bounds at the 26-yard line. So Columbia Central will now have 74 yards to go, Joe, in 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
Golden Eagles at their own 26.
I really don't want to start the caster's curse again. Because we said that, and then, you know, just a breakaway for 56 yards. Did that twice, actually. 74 yards is a lot of ground to carry, but you have 2:25 on the clock and 2 timeouts in your back pocket. Just use as much yardage as you can in this short time.
Two receivers set for Emerson out of the shotgun. He will take the snap, and the give is to McDormand, and he's going to go absolutely nowhere. Make it second down and 10 with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play. And Joe, they got to go hurry. You got to get moving here. You have to go hurry up. They're huddling up and taking time off the clock.
Not only do you have to go hurry up, Jason, but at the same time, you have to think about other players besides McDormand. You haven't completed a pass tonight, but try again. Try, because you're not going to get far when you just have one player carrying your whole entire team. He's responsible for both touchdowns on huge runs. Something's got to change.
Minute 50, he's got a man open. It's complete. Sean Thompson off to the races across the 40-yard line. There's the big gain. There's the other play that we needed, and that is Ethan Emerson to Sean Thompson. Big-time gain, first and 10, minute 43 on the clock, Joe.
Thompson is down, though, which is unfortunate. Good stop there by Blake Schaffer, number 22. Looks like he rattled him up a little bit.
Attention for the Golden Eagles.
But foot and mouth, Jason.
Hey.
Like I said, caster's curse.
That's right. We've been saying all along they needed to try something a little bit different, something a little bit out of the box. They've been geared on McDormand pretty much the entirety of the game. Now it's a perfect opportunity for them to start to go to the air and maybe get a little bit of confidence, and that's exactly what they do. Ethan Emerson connects with Sean Thompson. That's a momentum builder if you're Columbia. That's some confidence for Emerson completing the pass to a wide-open Thompson. Now you got some things cooking. You got some time. Now you look at sub 40 yards in a minute 43 is certainly a heck of a lot more manageable than 75 yards in a minute 50.
Absolutely. I think Coach Mark Lemoran for Hillsdale is just still shaking his head, Jason, at how that just happened. You know, they stopped McDormand for a 2-yard loss. It was second and 12. You're thinking it's going to go to McDormand again, or it's going to be another rollout for negative yardage, you know, on a sack or incomplete pass. But instead, they decide to go a little, you know, deep in their pockets, and
yeah,
they were rewarded for their efforts.
Yeah, the out-and-out route worked to perfection. Unfortunately, Sean Thompson is still down on the field, and the trainers are attending to him on the field. So we'll take a quick one-minute break, and we will come back, get you caught up on the action here on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 22-6, Hillsdale leads Columbia Central. Timeout on the field after a first down gain of about one by McDormand for Columbia. Fireworks going off over the lake, Joe. Hopefully they're fireworks of happiness. As Columbia continues to drive, Thompson off the field being tended to by the training staff. He's got his helmet on still. He's still kind of hobbling around a little bit, but he's upright and trying to shake off whatever that injury that he sustained was. We've got a minute 26 left to go. This one is going to come down to the wire here. Second down and 9 from the 36-yard line. Emerson out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. It's a fake to McDormand. He's got a man open. He's got it down to the 10-yard line. A big-time catch. Andrew Feldman, the senior. Number 85, Ryan Ladd with the reception. Joe, we got something cooking here, buddy.
Touchdown saving tackle by number 10, James Adams. If Adams isn't there, we find ourselves with a potentially tied ball game. A minute 10, clock is rolling. I'm excited.
Clock is running, and now we'll get a timeout from Coach from the Hillsdale side, as a matter of fact, stopping Hillsdale. This clock.
No longer that more excited.
What's that?
No longer that excited anymore.
Yeah, that was you've got the lead, the clock is running, and you call timeout. It's an interesting piece of strategy from the coaching staff for the Hornets, Joe.
Well, there's a lot riding on the line, you know, even though it's a five-game season with all teams that you've mentioned a few times getting at least one playoff game, which shout out MSHAA.com if you want to official, if you want to, you know.
Yeah.
But, I think Coach Mark Lemorant is probably just seriously scratching his head at this last drive. You know, you find yourselves, you're up 2 touchdowns, now you're only up 7, and they're knocking loud on that door. If you didn't have Adams there, we have a potentially tied ball game.
This
is football, Jason.
Yeah, this is what Friday Night Lights are all about. First and goal from the 10. Emerson out of the shotgun. It's a fake. The throw is to Thompson. He's got a touchdown!
Touchdown!
Touchdown, Columbia, Sean Thompson! Joe, we've got a tie ball game, potentially. It's now 22-21. Hillsdale leads with 59 seconds to go.
Number 22, Blake Schaffner, did everything he could, but as soon as Thompson cut back, there was nothing but, oh my goodness, he's about to score, and we just saw that.
Emerson does a fantastic job with that throw, back shoulder throw on the stop route. He turned around at the perfect time, and now you've set yourself up for an opportunity. And get this, Joe, they're going for 2. They want this W in front of this home crowd.
It's a bold strategy, Jason. Let's see if it pays off.
Shotgun formation. Emerson will take the snap. Crowd rumbling. Bubble screen is incomplete. Just out of the waiting hands of Sean Thompson. It looked like it was tipped. And Emerson is just disappointed in that unfortunate turn of events. 59 seconds now. Hillsdale with a one-point lead, 22-21. We'll keep it here on the broadcast as we get set up for the kickoff. And, Joe, I mean, onside's kind of, you got to think it's coming, right?
Oh, you know it's coming. Let's see if they have their Mr. Reliable, number 36, out there.
Leads your score.
I'm looking around, and I'm not seeing him on the sidelines. So I believe he's on the field. He's the one getting close to that. He's on the sideline limping. So that's a big loss for special teams there, Jason. You're down 22-21. Not exactly sure why you'd want to go for that that dagger right there, especially with the 59 seconds to go. 59 seconds is a lot of time. If you can get the ball back, which I don't want to caster's curse this, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, the Eagles of Columbia Central have all of the momentum rolling. So you got to wonder, as you mentioned with these young kids, the pressure of an onside kick. Does that favor one side or the other? And we'll see what happens here. And they are indeed lining up here in traditional kickoff formation.
Well, the important thing for Hillsdale is they're still in the driver's seat. They find themselves with a one-point lead. So as long as they fall on this ball, they get the win. So all they have to worry about right now is falling on top of that ball.
Prepared for a squib onside kick. There's the onside kick, and we're going to get a penalty flag down. Looks like somebody over on the Columbia side got to a little bit of an early jump there. So we'll push them back 5 yards, and we'll do another onside kick. Still 59 seconds to go here in our fourth quarter. Hillsdale clinging to a one-point lead, 22-21, following a big-time touchdown pass by Emerson to Thompson, who comes off the injury, back onto the field, scores a big touchdown, gets him to within one, and we'll see what happens pending the onside kick here.
Well, Jason, that PBU... That two-point conversion was a pass breakup, but that pass wasn't intended to Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Kick is away. It's a squibbler and recovered by Hillsdale at the 40-yard line. 58 seconds on the clock, and Hillsdale just needs to sit on it.
You hate to see a game end like this, especially a game as exciting as this. But, you know, in front of this this crowd that hasn't been able to be out here in almost a year's time, Jason, has been nothing short of amazing. Such a treat that we were all able to come out here and watch a game like this. My personal opinion, usually I like to take big risks, but I would have gone conservative there and kicked that field goal and trust your kicker, who is the only one tonight that made a field goal.
Yeah, you take that extra point while you can, and you take those points and move on. Victory formation for Hillsdale. And they'll take the knee. We'll keep it here on the broadcast as the clock begins to wind down. Now down to 50 seconds. They'll need one more knee, and this one is going to be in the books. So Hillsdale will move into at least a tie for second place, depending on the outcome of Dundee and Clinton. If Dundee can pull off the victory, then Hillsdale would be in sole possession of second place. They'll go to 3-1 on the year. Columbia will fall to 2-2. And there is the second knee, and that one is going to do it for us here on the broadcast. It's 22-21 will be your final. Hillsdale over Columbia Central, a heartbreaker for the Golden Eagles fans. We were treated to quite a game, Joe.
Yeah, quite a game indeed, Jason. It was a beautiful start to the game, you know, weather-wise. You know, it's been nothing short of a treat, you know, especially after a long work week for the majority of us, you know, with the daily and weekly grind. Just to end off the week on such a football game.
Columbia Central, 21.
You can't hang your heads on this.
Thank everybody for coming out.
You were down two scores after being only up two after that successful two-point conversion. But... you only lost by one. I really don't want them to hang their heads on this. McDorman, you know,
Hudson, seven,
the Eagles need to come up with a few more plays that don't involve number three.
The handshake line is underway, which means we will get the pregame show kicked off here. We will take a two-minute break and come back with the pregame show.
Postgame?
Or the postgame show, rather. I don't know. Well, let's play another one. That one was so much fun. Let's do one more. Why not? It's a nice day. We'll come back with the postgame show and our Slinker's Sandwich Shop Player of the Game on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you from Columbia Central. Heartbreaker for the Golden Eagles. They fall to the Hornets of Hillsdale 22-21. And Joe, we'll go over some stats real quick here. The star of the show for the Hornets, of course, Brock Woodard. We talked about it quite a bit. 20 carries on the night for 186 yards and two touchdowns. He also had the receiving touchdown. 2 for 2 for Logan Wagler, 31 yards, and, of course, the touchdown pass to Brock Woodard. Meanwhile, on the flip side of things, we talked about Luke McDorman, trying to hit that magic 200-yard mark, and, Joe, it looks like he got it.
Yeah, Jason, he comes in and has a successful 21 carries for 234 yards. Only lost about 2 yards on a blown play, but had a net of 232 yards total. Averaged 11 yards a carry, had 2 touchdowns. His long was that 57-yarder that he had. Completions-wise, not as good. You know, he had 3 completions for Ethan Emerson. out of 6 attempts, 1 interception, which, you know, was that one with 1 second left in the first half. 72 yards total, had that 1 touchdown in the air. The long was 32 there to Thompson, you know, who got shaken up on that play, but ended up coming back for that touchdown. Just overall excellent effort. You can't hang your heads, either team, but especially for Columbia Central, you cannot hang your heads on that performance.
No, you absolutely can't. And I want to say a big thank you to our sister stations over here at WCSR, for part of the McKibben Media Group, keeping stats for everybody up here tonight. So big thanks to them. We will take a quick 3-minute break, and we'll come back with the Schlenker Sandwich Shop Player of the Game on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you on the post-game show. 22-21, our final. Hillsdale defeats the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central on their home turf. And, you know, it was a heartbreaker for them, Joe, in terms of the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. They fought a valiant fight, and you can say a lot about Sean Thompson coming off the field after the huge catch, comes back, scores the touchdown. And even with all of that drama to be said, our Schlenker Sandwich Shop Player of the Game goes to someone else.
Yeah, Jason, does the name McDorman ring a bell to you?
He might have had a carry or two in this one.
Yeah, just a couple carries. McDorman, if you don't recall, you know, from our conversation about 5 minutes ago, 21 carries, 234 yards, 232 net yards, and 2 touchdowns. Off 2 carries alone, that were his 2 touchdowns, he had over 100 yards.
Big-time performance there, and he is our Schlenker Sandwich Shop Player of the Game. We'll get you a real quick Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Clinton leads in their game 34-20. Gabriel Richard leads Manchester 28-7. Marshall and Western 20-13. Marshall, that was at halftime. Still hoping to get an updated score on that, so stay tuned to Scoreboard Saturday tomorrow with GOC, and he'll get you all of those updated scores. Michigan Center 21, Grass Lake 14, headed into the fourth quarter in that game, so stay tuned for that. A very interesting game there. And Addison against East Jackson. This one got ugly in a hurry. Addison 60-7 winners over Grass Lake. Clinton 27-13. East Lansing up 42-0 at last check. Mason and Fowlerville. Mason was up 28-7 in their game. Jackson High picks up the victory 37-0 in their game over Adrian. And the final from Battle Creek Penfield. Penfield picking up a 28-20 win over Lumen Christie. So pretty rough night all around for the local teams, with the exception of Jackson High. A couple of rugged Cascade Conference battles on the way. Our game here, a heartbreaker for the Eagles. 22-21 loss to Hillsdale. That's going to do it for our broadcast. My name is Jason Smith. For Joe Cassidy, my broadcast partner, and Josh Ankrell back in the studio, sliding all the sliders, pushing all the buttons, making us sound as amazing as we do. Big thank you to him as well. Make sure you go to K1053.com/schoolspirit for the CP Financial Credit Union Football Frenzy giveaway, $1,053. And next week, we will be back at the Scenic Hanover Horton for East Jackson and Hanover. So for Joe Cassidy and Josh Ankrell, I'm Jason Smith. We'll see you next week.